Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Feels so good on Friday.
Shout out to Nick Harrison, the professor. Just posted a Faith No More Soul version of Epic, and it's amazing.
Oh my God, I gotta check that one out for sure.
It's on YouTube, check out the professor.
Who is ready to beat Migs? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Yeah. I like that Taryn was jumping so hard that she needed to pull her pants
up. My pants started to go down. But guess what? I got them.
I saw.
I'm doing better now.
Proud of you.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Garrett from Everett. Garrett, are you there?
Oh, I am here. Good morning, Taryn. Good morning, Steve.
What's up, my
good
man?
Good morning, Garrett. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Let's get.
For those who are playing along at home, Garrett will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
It's showtime.
What type of animal did Little Bo Peep lose?
Sheep.
Yes. What is the primary alcohol in a hurricane?
Rum.
Correct.
In what?
Yeah, it's rum. In what fictional town do the Flintstones live?
Oh, Bedrock.
Yes. What is the more common term for someone who is myopic?
Blind.
No.
Pass.
What band was formed from L.A. Guns and Hollywood Rose?
Guns N' Roses.
Yes, sir. How many times has Barbra Streisand cloned her dog?
Twice.
Yes.
Three.
What is the more common name for epinephrine?
Nasal decongestant.
No. Dirk Diggler is a character from what 1997 movie?
Dirk Diggler.
Who was
Bill Armstrong? Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin, yes. Which Mediterranean country hosted the first ever modern Olympic Games?
Mediterranean company. Country. Damn.
All right, let's see here. We got you down for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Not a bad score at all, Garrett.
All right, appreciate it.
Of course.
I think I tied him with 6 the last time.
Ooh. Here he comes. Steve, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Are you ready, though?
Okie dokie.
What type of animal did Little Bo Peep lose?
A sheep.
Yes. What is the primary alcohol in a hurricane?
Oh. Is that tequila?
It is not.
Vodka?
No.
Rum?
Yes. In what fictional town do the Flintstones live?
Bedrock.
That's it. What is the more common term for someone who is myopic?
Blind?
No.
Myopic. Thoughtful?
No.
Dumb?
No. What band was formed from L.A. Guns and Hollywood Rose?
Guns and Roses.
Yeah. How many times has Barbara Streisand had her dog cloned?
I don't even know if she ever had it cloned. Three?
No.
Two?
Yes. What is the more common name for epinephrine?
Common name for asthma?
No.
Epi?
No.
Epi-peppy?
No. Dirk Diggler is a character from what 1997 movie?
Oh, Boogie Nights.
Yeah. Who was the second man to walk on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin.
Correct. Which Mediterranean country hosted the first ever modern Olympic Games?
Greece?
Yes. Oh. Steve Miggs with time on the clock. We got you down for, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct. And that is a win, 8-6.
Oh, good game, Garrett.
Sorry, Garrett.
Yeah, that's all right. Good going, Steve.
Have a great weekend.
Okay. I'm the best. I'm the best.
The more common term for someone who is myopic is nearsighted. Both of you said blind, so you were thinking about the eyes.
I knew it had something
sure.
to do with vision, but that's as far as I could go with it.
And the more common name for epinephrine is adrenaline.
Oh, yeah. Get the EpiPen or something like that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Get a little shot of adrenaline.
Let's go.
That's why we jump and be crazy on Fridays. It's to get that adrenaline up.
Yes.
Right, Steve? Well, we have another opportunity for someone to play the game. Beat Migs coming up at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
In case you have not picked up on my enthusiasm, we have been giving away Rush tickets all week long with a code word for you to text at 8:05 a.m. So set yourself a little reminder. In just over an hour, we will have another code word, your last code word of the week, that you're going to want to text for a shot at Rush tickets. And they are coming to Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle on October 10th of next year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
You can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app. Steve, what situation are we dealing with today?
Some people still want to talk about our Seattle Mariners.
Oh, boy.
Are you ready for the first voice
message? I don't know if I am, but yes.
Hey, Migs, what do you think? Are we going to have to wait another 25 years and see the Mariners do it again?
Yes. I think maybe 30, actually. No, you know what? I was watching an interview that Jerry DePoto did with some of the media and the general manager as well. Did some interviews as well. And I mean, obviously, even Jerry said, like, he's like, I had to just not go on my phone and read anything, look at anything. He's like, from the advice of other owners and general managers from across the league, they just said, your best bet is just to disconnect for a few days.
Yeah.
Before you even talk or think about things. Try your best to not even think about baseball. But I don't know. I feel like this is a team that has never spent money. and never put, well, that's fair. But I haven't really done the necessary work recently to put together a team that was going to fight for a World Series opportunity until this year.
Yeah, you're right.
And I get the vibe that that is going to be the approach for next year as well. I'm feeling very optimistic.
I am too.
I just wish that the season wasn't as long as it was.
God, it's a long one for sure.
Oh, it's just like, oh man, we got to wait a while. And even then, you don't know until you get into the playoffs.
Sure.
If you're hot or not, if the injuries. Yeah, but I don't think we're going to have to wait a long time for them to have another sniff at the World Series, if not an appearance at the World Series.
I agree.
Okay, good. At least I'm not alone. All right, here's our next voice message.
I was listening to the podcast, and that girl, the juicy chick.
Oh, boy.
Can we get an update on if Juicy ever found her baby daddy?
It's
Justice for Juicy.
It is one of life's greatest mysteries.
We keep getting text messages about it as well. And if you didn't hear, we had a woman call and our phone screener Dayton just like, hey, there's a woman on the line that wants to talk to somebody here at the radio station that is her baby daddy. And I think all of us were positive that there was no baby daddies that worked here.
That is correct.
And it was so funny because I have a couple of the highlights, but there were some people that were just like, this is totally fake. This is an actor. This is this. And we're just like, even Ryan Castle, our boss, came and goes, who did you, like, was that like a bit? Like, did you guys have somebody pretend to be like this crazy woman wanting to talk to her baby? Because it went from her wanting to talk to her baby daddy, then she was convinced I was her baby daddy.
It was a journey that we went on with her.
And I was like, if it was something that we had somebody fabricate, like, look, I'm a fan of wrestling. I'm a fan of predetermined and scripted things. The ending would not be, I'm going to go visit your family.
No.
Like, it was a very weird ending to the whole thing. But here's some highlights from our conversation with Juicy, who, if anyone knows her.
I want the update.
We do, too.
So, Juicy, what's going on today?
I'm just trying to get a hold of my baby's dad.
Does your baby's dad work here? Is that why you're calling the radio station?
Yes. I'm looking for Aaron.
Aaron.
And do you know what he does at the radio station?
What doesn't he do? I don't know. He does everything. Well, he goes by a lot of names.
She listed off then a bunch of names, and we were just like, nope, nope, nope. And then my name came up. And we were like, well, is it me or Thrill? But as the call went on, we realized it was neither one of us.
What about Steve? Steven?
Yeah, me. I'm Steve.
But tell me your real name. Was that your birth name?
Well, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
So are you telling me that I'm your baby daddy?
Well, no, but you work with him.
No, I'm Steve.
What's happening?
I don't think you and I have a kid together, last I checked.
Well, we went to high school together.
We did? I went to an all-boys Catholic high school.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I'm sorry. I wish we had better answers for you, but unfortunately, we got to run.
All right. Well, I'm going to go by your parents' house.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that's a long trip to New Jersey, but good luck to you.
Okay. Well, I'll tell them that you say hi.
I checked with my mom. She has yet to swing by to say hi.
She's taking her time. It's a long road trip.
Justice for Juicy, apparently.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we are doing Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett. And that is going down on Friday, December 12th. We have the Palace Loft Premium Experience VIP package. You should take advantage of that while there is still space available. We hook you up with a barbecue and a whole bunch of fun stuff at KISW.com. Michael Jordan recently did an interview with NBC's Mike Tirico. He's 62 years old. And he has shared that he hasn't picked up a basketball in years.
Do you ever pick up a ball and just shoot?
I haven't picked up a ball in years.
No, come on. Just like, there's got to be a hoop somewhere at your place.
You don't see a hoop anywhere around here, right?
I don't.
You would think he would have a court.
Yes!
I mean, it's not like as if like he has to put like ice skates on or even put on football pads. I mean, just, you know, just chilling out at your house. I'm going to go downstairs and just shoot some hoops and get my mind off of things.
Absolutely.
The last time you picked up a basketball and shot it?
I was at the Ryder Cup, and I rented a house from the owner. He had grandkids, and he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? When I stepped up to shoot the free throw, it's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
And reason being is those kids heard the stories from the parents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, imagine. Like, you got a lot of pressure. Like, this is the guy, the greatest basketball player of all time. Won so many MVPs, won so many titles. Now shoot a ball.
Ooh.
That is a little pressure.
That is insane.
I mean, silly pressure, but that's a little pressure.
Yeah.
About what I did 30 years ago. So the expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
What do you think? Do you think he hit it or not?
I think he missed it.
You think he missed it?
I think he missed it.
Let's find out.
Absolutely.
He swished it, baby.
Of course he did.
How dare you doubt the greatest basketball player of all time?
Lay a little respect on him, right? Well, he is going to be joining NBC's NBA coverage and, you know, just being a commentator. I feel like that's the guy, right?
Oh, especially now. I mean, if you need somebody to talk about gambling in sports and NBA, it's a hot topic. And
it is a very hot topic right now.
He had some past issues with gambling. Michael, let's talk gambling. He's like, I'm done with this commentating stuff. I'm going to go shoot some hoops.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, what about you, Rockaholics? Is there something that you used to do all the time, but you haven't done it in years? 206-803-ROCK. Tell us about the thing you used to do all the time, but it's been a long time since you've done it.
And I know for you, it's drinking goldfish.
Yes, beer bonging. Put it on the list. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show.
We want to hear about the thing that you used to do all the time, but now you haven't done it in years. Call 206-803-ROCK to tell us all about it. Rob, you are in Gig Harbor this morning. Rob, what is something that you used to do all the time, but now it's been years since you've done it?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm from L.A. I used to be a concert promoter out there, an independent concert promoter, and I used to do an event, a charity event, called Rockers Against Cancer, where I'd raise money for children's charities that are fighting cancer. Last show I did was in 2019, and I kind of miss it, to be honest with you.
So the world has just been so crazy, I lose track of the timeline. Was it because of when the world shut down, you had to stop putting on the shows?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I lost my concert promoting business because all the music venues closed and everything closed down. So I ended up moving out here in 2020 and, you know, being from L.A., I don't know anybody or have any connections. So kind of hard to do a show out here.
It's
but
tough.
I'd love to do another one eventually.
Well, if you do, let us know. We'll be sure to show some love for it. That's a great reason to do a show for kids that are battling cancer.
Yeah, thank you. I really appreciate your guys' support.
Yeah, dude. Thanks, Rob. That's the most noble work ever.
I don't know how anyone puts on any event. Like, when I see some of my friends, whether, like, concerts or, you know, even when we do, like, live night and live day, and then even, like, when, like, you know, my friends put on, like, wrestling shows, I'm like, there's so many moving parts that just seems too much to deal with.
I mean, it's really, like, when I had to plan my first wedding, not my second wedding, but my first wedding, that was one
the
of
practice
the biggest
wedding.
One of the biggest nightmares of my life.
And that was good that you did that, so you learned not to plan another wedding.
Don't do it.
Just
don't
win a contest. That way you don't have to plan
oh,
it.
Oh, gosh. 206-803-ROCK. What is something that you used to do all the time, but now you haven't done it in years?
So we texted not super long ago, but I quit heavy drinking. I've lost weight and generally feel better.
That's fantastic. Good for you.
And on the lighter side, I used to skateboard every day after school. Now my board's just collecting dust in the garage.
I mean, the older you get, that's probably a safe move to not be skateboarding.
I remember trying to get back on a skateboard in my 30s, and I'm like, no, I'm doing, it's just a matter of when, not if. It's a matter of when I hurt myself.
Oh, for sure. You're going to the ER, definitely.
I think about, like, what I'm doing right now, because I have a few hobbies, but I can only do one at a time. Just not able. I mean, you know, especially when you have a kid and your family,
yeah.
Like, you know, you still want to have a hobby just so you can, like, have some that, like, you know, that gets your mind off of things. And I think it's good to show that you have a passion for something for your kid to see that. But so I can't do, like, hockey, wrestling, and music. But I think about right now, hockey and music. I'm looking at these things in my garage, like my goalie pads. I'm just like, man, I used to play hockey 3 times a week
at minimum.
Like, you know, afternoon skates, like for lunch, we call them like lunch drop-ins. And then league nights, you know, 10 o'clock at night, I'd go home, you know, maybe get a couple of hours of sleep, go to work, and then get a big power nap because I didn't have a kid and my wife was at work.
So do your hockey buddies bug you from time to time? Like, hey, man, when are we going to see you back on the ice?
Every once in a while, but some of them are also going through the same thing where it's just like family, quote unquote, gets in the way. You just can't do like the late night hockey games anymore.
No, I totally get that.
What about you?
Brad and I used to be avid hikers, especially when we lived up in Bellingham. We would go hiking several times a week. But then, you know, we moved to an area where there wasn't as many, you know, hiking trails right down the road. And then you have a kid and there's no way in hell I'm taking Barrett hiking because that would be a disaster.
We went on a walk yesterday and Tatum's like, why haven't we done more of this? We're like, because you always complain about walking too long. So I can only imagine that Barrett's not much of a hiker.
No, not at all.
The
Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Migs this morning? His record, 336 wins, 111 losses, and 98 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 750. And maybe, just maybe, you got the cheat sheet yesterday for three of the correct answers during the men's room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.